David Jensen has been creating characters in movies big and small for 4 decades. Ever since, as a theater major at LSU, he met a young Steven Soderbergh, whose success with Sex, Lies, and Videotape helped Jensen's own entree into the business. He went on to work with Soderbergh in big movies like Kafka and King of the Hill, and at least one smaller one, too.
In 92, we were in Austin doing The Underneath. And at that point, Steve felt like if the film business was like that, he'd rather be a plumber or a Walmart greeter. So he bought a camera, and we made a little film called Schizopolis. We took a year to do that. And during that time, Casey Silver called, who was head of Universal at the time, called Steven up and asked him to do Out of Sight. And so that, instead of being in what I assumed was going to be our independent film career, making little films like Schizopolis, he went to Los Angeles and began his run.
Jensen did too, playing an array of characters, more than 80 of them, some good guys, some bad, in a wide range of films. But his latest role is a starring one, and it brought him home to New Orleans.
Leonard Spears, who was a set director on Love Song for Bobby Long, said, "I have a friend who has a pretty good story you should look at." It was Brian Friedman's kind of real-life story, his Katrina story.
It's called The King of New Orleans. In it, Jensen plays a United cab driver.
His name is Larry Shirt, and he is a longtime New Orleanian. He has a son who is about Brian's age, and he has died of a drug overdose. And so he is still grieving over that. New Orleans comes through his cab, as you would imagine it would. So there are 30 to 40 people that we meet, you know, through this experience, and all deserving their own movie, probably. But we see Larry and Bobby, who is the Brian character. And they forge a friendship. And because of Larry's grief over his son, you know, he's interested in Bobby's journey.
The movie is about friendship and family and redemption. Jensen, who grew up in New Orleans, says that he has tapped into his own personal history for the role.
It was so cathartic. My father was a German Lutheran minister, and the church was in the Irish Channel. We shot all over town, but a lot of that came back, just the geography of it and the sense of place and that feeling you have about New Orleans when you connect with it.
Only a New Orleanian could get one particular location in the movie right, and that's the United Cab Dispatch Center.
That place, it's right off St. Charles. I mean, the what would you call the dispatcher's hub. And the way they operate, it is so low-tech, but it's so great, and it's such a piece of New Orleans to hear the cab drivers talk to the dispatcher who has a mop and it's like a plunger, and he's using 3x5 cards, you know, and just keeping everything straight. But I just immediately perk up. You know, my ears go back, and I have a whole different appreciation for cabbies.
As Larry Shirt, Jensen is not the only star of The King of New Orleans. The city itself is a character in this movie.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I think when New Orleanians shoot New Orleans, it's a very different place than when someone who doesn't know, who hasn't experienced the geography.
Jensen can also be seen this year in such big screen releases as Don't Mess with Texas, Midnight Special, and Free State of Jones. But none of those will give him quite the same thrill as climbing into his battered United cab, where his reading glasses are held together with green Whole Food rubber bands, and a photo of Bobby, a young Brian Friedman himself, is pasted on the dash. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.
In my rearview, I watch you watching the